Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe.
Hello, my loves, and happy 2024. Now, I know a lot of people do New Year's resolutions and ascribe to the whole new year, new me mindset. And that's cool, because every time we decide to choose to change things for the better, you know, we win, especially when we take the small steps to get there. And we are consistent with that. I myself tend to look at every new moon, all the new years for all the different cultures, and even every new dawn as a new day to choose to better myself in different ways. Sometimes it's not even conscious, because it's just, hey, there's a lot to do. I got to get it done. There's a lot to roll with. And I know 2023 was very, very, very challenging for so many of us. Myself, the last few years have been extra challenging because I'm doing things I have never done that I never even considered I would ever do in my life. I'm running my own business. I am creating journals, writing essays for books, being published, creating art, putting myself out there. And it's been scary. It's been a huge roller coaster over the last several years. And it's been wonderful and challenging and stressful and scary and exhilarating. And for me, that feeling of exhilaration, of, you know, kind of being at the top of the roller coaster and that moment right before, you know, it starts going down and you're on that wonderful ride. I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie, so that's one of my favorite feelings. And every time the idea of something gives me that feeling, I know I'm headed in the right direction. Because for me, that's one of my signs of, yes, this is what ignites my soul and my passion and my heart and just is an expression of me. So this year, I want you to go within and find your expression of you. What best fits you? How can you be your favorite self and give yourself the time, care, consideration, healing, and exhilaration? Whatever ignites your soul, your passion, your heart, I want you to find that and do it. I have been doing it, and yes, it is scary. And there's moments in the healing process because we have to peel back the layers of the fear, the conditioning, the preconceived notions, the expectations of others, and even the expectations we put on ourselves to uncover all of that. I always loved drawing, and yeah, cool. I was good at it as a kid. I was, you know, pretty good at it and everything. And until this year, it never really occurred to me to put it out there for people to see and even buy. And people have bought. And I did that mostly to help my daughter. She's 10 and she wants to be an artist. And it's like, okay, I need to help her break through her self-consciousness. Show her that she can. Follow her dream, regardless of what it is. You know, for both my girls and for everybody that I encounter, you can follow your dream. You can thrive while following your dream, regardless of what it is. And, you know, even if you have to get a job and that helps fund the passion and the dream, go for it. It's a step in the right direction. Even if, you know, you have something that you just are so passionate about, but it's not going to pay the bills, that's okay. Still do it, because it lights your soul on fire. It ignites that spark of life and vibrancy within you. So go for it. Even if it's a little bit at a time, every moment that we can carve a little bit of happiness and a little bit of yes into our daily life, we win. We are enjoying the moment. We are making magic every time we do that. And me following my dream of mentoring others to fully embrace themselves for who and how they are has led me on a huge healing journey for myself, so I can model everything that I teach. And it's been hard. Every time I think it's like, yeah, I'm there, we find another layer and it's like, oh, okay, there's more healing. Yikes. Ow, that hurts. You know, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And my spiritual guides, my team has been with me every step of the way, as they are with you. Your team is always around you, helping you, nudging you in the right directions, and, you know, helping you connect to your intuition and your passions and what just helps make you feel alive in your way. Because your way is right for you, is meant for you. And the more that we follow our heart, the more we connect to our heart and our intuition, and we align ourselves with our heart and soul, the more we align with our highest self, with our favorite self, with our most abundant self, whatever that looks like for you. And know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever that looks like for you is meant for you and is not going to leave you just because you took a detour. I used to think that. There were so many different things in my life that I thought held me back, that I thought kept me down. And me learning how to take my own power back and be like, no, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. I'm going to set these healthy boundaries, even if it feels selfish. I'm going to say no when, you know, the other person's really wanting me to say yes. If it's not right for me, nope, not going to do it. And I'm learning to fully open up and trust to everything that is meant for me, everything that all my lessons, all the lifetimes I've spent learning and growing have led to. And it's been amazing. It's been thrilling. It's been exhilarating. And it's been scary. And it's also completely worth it. I strive to model this for everyone. Not just for, you know, my kids and my clients, but just like, hey, you know what? You can thrive doing what you love. You can follow your passions and set healthy boundaries for yourself. You can be happy. You can unconditionally love someone or everyone and still maintain healthy boundaries, because unconditional love does not equal unconditional tolerance. Never has, never will. And that took me a long time to learn. As an empath who is always a giver, I had to set some really strong boundaries. And I teach those. I teach balance. And me living my life how I am and how I love to be and empowering others in ways that seem strange to so many people, it has led me to be open to judgment, ridicule, and whatnot. And that's with anything in this life anyways, because society has different expectations for different groups of people, which is annoying, especially when they infringe upon the rights of others. And it infringes upon, you know, what we know to be who we are, how we are, and should be accepted. I strive. I advocate for full acceptance, not only of ourselves, but for all. For we are all one. There is room at the table for all. The table of abundance, the table of life, the table of love, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. There's room for everyone. There is. And I've gotten pushback But I strive to not let that destroy my inner peace, my inner balance. I'm not going to let it destroy what I am working for. I'm not even going to let it discourage me. There were moments where I've triggered others just by me speaking my truth or being who and how I am on my website, on my podcast, on, you know, all the socials. And there's trolls everywhere. And while they are annoying and everything, people get triggered, or they just like to poke and prod and see if they can trigger. But I refuse to let somebody projecting their own fears and insecurities on me to destroy my inner peace. And I teach that as well. And I'm finally fully at a place to where it's not impacting me the way that it used to, which is amazing, because every time we look back at everything we've been through, and we look back at everything we've overcome, and it's like, I've grown in this way. I've grown in that way. What used to really affect me back then doesn't now. Sweet. That's a win. So look back on 2023 and write down all of your accomplishments, everything you're proud of, everything that you can see as growth, as a lesson learned and integrated. Because the more we do that, the more we can actually see our progress. And it is amazing. Even the little things that other people would discount, it doesn't matter. Because if that's progress to you, it's progress and it's valid, because you are valid. How you feel is valid. Who you are is valid. And we should be accepted. I don't like the word should, because there are so many things that should be better or should go better. So we need to advocate for change. I do that, a lot of that energetically, with energy healing, with energy activations, with maintaining my own energy balance, my own mental and spiritual balance. And I radiate that love, that acceptance, that compassion that I have learned. I radiate that out for all who want it, all who need it. And of course, I do energy healing and a whole bunch of other, you know, spell work and everything else, because I fully embody my magical self. And I'm okay. I will always be okay if others aren't okay with that, because that is not going to affect me in a negative way. I learned that, especially the hard ways over the last few years, especially since I started being more open about my path and starting this business. And there's still pushback, even from society and governments and whatnot, because there's still a lot of there's still just a lot of discrimination and other mentalities that do impact how I run things. Other practitioners are finding it illegal in their cities to be able to do tarot readings, whether it be for donation or for profit. City governments are charging extraordinary fees just for business licenses for people like me in many, many states, in many cities. They're different throughout the state of Virginia. I found another practitioner who is being harassed by the local police in Pennsylvania because, at least in her city, possibly in the entire state, it's illegal to do tarot. And her metaphysical shop, you know, offers not only tarot cards, but occasional readings. And she wasn't aware of that law until she started getting harassed by police. And they're working on changing the laws. So there's still a lot of work in progress in so many different areas of society, not just for magical practitioners, not just for practitioners of the mystical or shamanic arts, but for almost every way of life. And I advocate for inclusion. I advocate not just for equality, but for equity. I advocate for everyone who's deemed a little bit different and they're therefore ostracized, because we are all one. That is my belief. You know, there are so many different paths to connecting with our higher self, to connecting with our heart, connecting with our own inner divinity. Whatever is right for you is right for you. I'm not here to judge that. I'm here to support that and help you find it. And there are so many more out there who are similar or the same. So find your people. They are out there. Your soul family is out there. There are people out there all over the world who will accept you for who and how you are, no matter who and how you are, because you are worthy as you are, as you have been, as you will be. That goes for all of us. You are so completely loved and supported. And I advocate for you to be you. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved.
Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.